Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. The number of coronavirus cases here in the United States topped the 1 million mark Tuesday, even as several states began taking small steps toward reopening their businesses. John Hopkins University says the 1 million count is the largest for any country in the world, where the global number of cases exceeds 3 million. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number of U.S. cases may be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Those officials are also warning state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said Tuesday he expects COVID-19 cases to increase when the country reopens from its coronavirus lockdown. In an interview, Fauci said the number of new cases could be kept low if restrictions are relaxed carefully. He said low would be 70,000 or 80,000 cases. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence visited the Mayo Clinic Tuesday, one of the nation's best-known healthcare facilities. He made a pitch to Americans who are recovering from the COVID-19 virus to contribute blood plasma that might help coronavirus patients. Pence's quick trip to Minnesota amid the coronavirus pandemic was also designed to highlight increased nationwide testing of people for the coronavirus after a disappointing start compared to other countries. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. Republican state leaders in the state of Oklahoma and Utah facing a backlash for spending millions of dollars combined to purchase malaria drugs promoted by President Trump that many other states obtain for free and that doctors warn shouldn't be used on coronavirus patients without more testing. Oklahoma's governor, Kevin Stitt, defended the state's $2 million purchase Tuesday, saying the drug was showing some promise. Utah's Governor Gary Herbert at first defended the state's $800,000 purchase, but has since ordered an investigation of the contract and halted a plan to spend $8 million to buy more. A jobless benefits analysis is revealing about half of the millions of U.S. workers laid off by the coronavirus pandemic could end up earning more out of work than when they had a job. As part of the U.S. recovery effort, the government is sending an extra $600 a week to laid-off workers through the end of July to augment widely varying unemployment payments normally paid jobless workers by each of the 50 states. And hundreds of protesters set two banks on fire and clashed with soldiers Tuesday in Tripoli as the country crippling financial crisis is worsening by the coronavirus lockdown measures. The prime minister reminded the public they are facing a new reality and urged citizens to refrain from violence. Lebanon's ongoing financial crisis has forced tens of thousands of people out of work and triggered small protests. Restrictions to curb the spread of the virus have further weakened the economy. Lebanon's leaders hope to avoid further outbreaks as it works on passing an economic rescue plan and enters talks with foreign creditors after defaulting on its hefty debt obligations last month. President Trump signed an executive order Tuesday meant to stave off a shortage of chicken, pork, and other meat products here in U.S. supermarkets because of the coronavirus. The order uses the Defense Production Act to classify meat processing as a critical industry to ensure that production plants stay open. The order comes after industry leaders warned that consumers could see meat shortages in a matter of days after workers at major facilities tested positive for the virus. And Australian officials announced Tuesday the nation will lift lockdown measures effective May 1st, making it among the first European countries to do so. As always, more news at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.